This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Very giddy Friday today, lads.
I've had a fucking banger of a show.
Dave has not shut up all morning.
It's literally been Dave's show.
I like
We've
people
just been here.
I like people who work in radio who are quiet, who don't say much on the air. That's my style.
No, listen, it's a Dave special today. Go and enjoy.
It is, yeah.
How many more impressions can you get in?
I don't want to do any more. I'll ruin my voice for the rest of the show because little do you know, it's 9:15 right now that we're recording
we're
this.
We're crazy.
Because Fiona has to go and entertain 1 year olds.
I do.
Are you getting paid for that?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
She wouldn't do it for free. If you want something to put you back in your box and to bring the tone down.
Oh my God, sorry, my radio arrived. My car radio is here. My car radio is here.
Yes.
You cannot
bring it down. I'm not, save that for Monday.
Oh my God, I've waited a month. My car radio is finally here. If you don't know what's been going on, basically I sent my car away to be, or a car radio away to be like kind of programmed to Irish radio stations as opposed to Japan because it's an import from Japan.
Yeah.
And it's finally here. It's been away for a month. I'm so excited.
No, I'm so happy.
As a radio presenter to not have a radio, it's weird.
Do they even know who you are?
I know.
Callum, go on, tell us.
No, I'm not going to. I actually can't.
What was it?
I know it was.
Dave's fired.
No, close.
Oh, were you going to give me bad?
No, there was.
Bad juju.
You know, we did a video a couple of weeks ago to promote the new Go Loud app because the Spin app is closing.
Oh, yeah.
I got it served to me on TikTok the other day, and someone replied being like, I'll download it when you get rid of those 3 doses in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's my first one of those.
Yeah.
I
love the hate comments because I'm just like, oh, I love that we're big enough to have hate comments.
I'm like, hey, you think about me?
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Hello, it's Friday.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Thank God for
all
that.
All right.
TFG.
TGIF.
What's TFG?
Think about it.
Oh, I know it. I'm with you now. I have you now, Emma.
Very rude way to start the show.
TFG.
No, it's fine. It's open to interpretation.
Thank fucking goodness.
thank frick.
Do you know what I've been thinking over lately? It's the fact that we haven't had a new flavour of Tao in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I mean by that is I don't mean the salt and vinegar and the cheese and onion. They're staples. Yeah. They're whatever going to be there. But sometimes Tao will do this thing where they, for some reason, team up with something else.
Yeah.
And they'll flavour their crisps like that for like 2 months and then they'll get rid of it. So they've had the meanies.
That's the meanies.
And then they had the cola bottles.
Cola bottles. Yeah.
They haven't done one since.
And then there was the Tato chocolate bars. That was a
I love that. But again, they're only going through phases. Mm. Even though they're really popular, they don't continue them for some reason.
It's just a PR stunt.
Yeah. The reason I like
But it's really good, except for the cola bottles. They were awful.
Horrible.
Well, this is why I liked them, because on first bite you got to taste what a Tato ready salted would taste like. And you're like, oh, this is actually good. But then the taste the cola bottles came in and you were like, ah!
Yeah. No, it wasn't good. I have an idea for them.
Okay.
If they want to collaborate.
Yeah.
Tato and McDonald's chips.
Ooh.
Right? That's what I think should be the new flavour. And if they're not going to go for that and they're going to go for another crisp, I think it should be rancheros. Imagine eating a Tato crisp and it tasted like a ranchero.
And they're the same brand as well, so easy.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Would that not just be like the smoky bacons? Which are my favourite, by the way. Thank you.
Would they? Yeah, I suppose. They probably would be.
Shout out to rancheros. Haven't had them in a long time.
Oh, they're a big staple in my house.
Are they?
Yeah, I have a multi-pack of rancheros at home.
Or skips.
Skips. Prawn cocktail potatoes. They do exist, don't they?
They do exist as well. Everything I'm saying is just already a flavour. I'm really embarrassed now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Spin. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Morning. Taylor Swift there. I feel like I know so much about Travis Kelce against my will. Like, what business do I have knowing about tight end for the Kansas Chiefs?
Is he tight end?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what that is, but
I unfortunately do. Well, actually, no, I don't know, like, sports-wise, but sports, shout out to sports, plural, first of all.
Always.
I have heard so much of his podcast, unwillingly, just because the clips go viral. The most recent one you might have seen, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have never had an argument in 2.5 years of their relationship. Never even had so much of a squibble. Ever had a
that's
bit of
not a good sign.
I don't know about that.
It's not a good sign. But I saw a meme that said, low-key, I feel like I also wouldn't argue with my partner if our combined net worth was 1.67 billion and her half of that was 1.6 billion. Do you know what I mean? You'd be keeping it...
Fair.
You'd be keeping it hush.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
You'd be saying, do you know what, Taylor? We can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what, honey? You're correct.
Do you know
you
what?
You are right.
You are amazing.
They probably have some sort of process, though. And it's like, if they disagree, they probably like... Well, always 100% go with what Taylor wants. But yeah. Like, I'd say they have some sort of weird Hollywood process.
Oh, 100%. And also, I feel like she doesn't really take him seriously.
We don't argue. We converse.
Yeah.
It's not an argument. It's a... What's my mum say? It's a debate. Or
yeah.
A,
oh, God.
Yeah, discussion.
Maybe they do debate.
I feel like she just doesn't take him seriously. I feel like he's like her little son. Like, I feel like if he ever tried to say something she disagreed with, she'd be like, okay, here... Have a rusk. I just don't.
Have a rusk.
What's a rusk?
It's like that biscuit crackers. That you give to babies.
Oh, right.
Delicious. But anyway, he was talking to George Clooney on his podcast, New Heights, because George Clooney and Amal have never had an argument either.
Oh, come on.
Now, I don't
that
know what crap
argues.
Is going on there either.
That man definitely argues.
Well, who knows? But anyway, this is what Travis said.
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument. Never once.
Imagine living in fear that you'd be the subject of our next album, though.
Exactly. So I think that's
imagine living in fear that you're going to have an argument with her. Do you know what I mean? Like, at some point. And
you need to be able to have a healthy argument, and you need to be able to put everything to bed.
But if you haven't had one in 2 years,
yeah,
that means
get married to someone unless I knew how we resolved.
But that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. If you do have an argument, you're going to be like, "Oh, this must be it."
Yeah,
you're just going to throw it all
over.
Out. Like.
I'd say if they did have a fight, she'd just stare him dead in the eye, and then without even breaking eye contact, take out her little like notepad and paper and start making notes for the next song. But I was thinking of things that they could argue over. If they wanted to. This stuff has happened.
Just for practice as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Just like if you want a bit of inspo. They could argue over the fact that she wrote a 40-song album about Maddie Healy while her and Travis were together. And he had to just bop away being like, that's my girl. She was talking about
how dare you be mean to her.
And she will never love again like that.
Yeah.
They could argue over the fact that when Travis was a dancer on the Eras tour, he kind of pulled focus. He made the whole moment about him. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they could argue because in 2023, in a game of Kiss, Marry, Kill, Travis said this.
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. Kill, Marry, Kiss.
Damn, that's messed up. I don't want to kill any of them.
Kill, Marry, Kiss.
Ariana is
okay.
Kill,
okay.
Unfortunately. Love you, but you're gone.
Okay.
And then Taylor Swift would be the Kiss... And then Katy Perry. What's the last one?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry would
Mary.
Be the... Yeah,
Katy Mary Perry.
Perry.
He's like...
Sorry, I cannot for the life of me stand when someone says, whoa, Kiss, Mary, Kill. I don't want to kill anyone. Shut up!
It's like we're not handing you a weapon.
Kill
like,
someone.
Kill someone
also,
now.
No, I think it's a crap
It's America.
I like
it
a void.
Yeah.
The what?
You like a void.
I like a void rather
snob,
than...
Snob, marry,
I
a void.
I hate a void.
Why?
Do you know, Shannon does one out on Spin Ends and she does like kill, marry, karaoke or something. I'm like, no, just
oh God. It's
snog,
the woke,
marry, kill.
The that's, woke, snog,
the woke,
marry,
snog,
kill.
Marry, kill. Oh God,
what
I hate
else
it.
Can we make it? Snog, marry, sit down for a meaningful conversation.
That works. I like that.
Snog, marry, have an argument.
And here's Katy Perry.
Yeah, there she is. He wants to marry her.
His new wife.
Here she is. This is new from her. It's called Band-Aids. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Playing Three Arena tonight. That is CMAT. And take a sexy picture of me on Spin. You're heading for your you buzzing.
I'll be there. I cannot wait. It's a bit of Christmas
Pippa's going
CMAT.
As well, yeah.
Oh my God, my girl.
Your girl, yeah.
I'll be like, everyone be quiet. And wait. I'll be like, Pippa, sing along.
Is it in the tree?
Yeah.
Okay, I was
going
to say, is it maybe you could like hang out, but you probably have your own seats, do you?
No, we're standing.
Oh, are you standing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's too old for me. Or that's too young for
too
me.
Too young.
Standing,
I know.
You know?
I'm too old for that.
I've been sitting for the last good few gigs, but I think we tried to swap these and we didn't get to, so. 6 months pregnant. So
RIP, you're
available on resale.
Is there?
Is there?
Yeah. Get yourself gone.
What's he trying to
Leave her alone.
You want to actually go until someone offers you a ticket and then you're like, actually,
I actually was planning on watching the toy show.
I think I might just chill.
Yeah. I'm sure there'd be many references to the toy show.
Guys, interesting.
Sorry, happy birthday. Whose birthday? Is it your birthday?
It's not my birthday.
Pippa's birthday.
It's Pippa's birthday.
Happy birthday to Pippa.
It is Pippa's birthday. But no, this weekend is the most special birthday of all. It is my little Seamus's birthday.
Aww.
Seamus is one this weekend, and obviously he doesn't know that, which is very fun. But
he is a big boy.
Definitely the worst dog owner ever, because I had in my diary, in my calendar, my phone, that Seamus's birthday was on Sunday, the 7th of December. And then I text my friend Aveen. Aveen is my pal, and she took on Seamus's sister. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, do you want to get the dogs together on Sunday for their birthdays? And she said, oh, their birthday's actually on Saturday.
The 6th?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And
I said,
how does she know that?
Don't shade me. I suppose she listened and took notes properly at the time, and I didn't. And I was
it's
like, it's summer that weekend.
That's right.
So look, very exciting. We have a lovely day planned for tomorrow. That's the correct time. So tomorrow morning, we are meeting in a dog park somewhere up her way. I've been texting her now. She's terrible with her phone. Saying, will you just send me the Google Maps location? Because I can't find this place. Yeah. But apparently it's massive dog park. So we'll get them together.
That'll
then for
be
lunch,
stunning.
Seamus is having a T-bone.
Oh,
I've been watching a lot of Roy Keane lately.
Right, okay.
And so everything I'm kind of seeing from his perspective. And I'm just like, when I hear this, I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? The dog doesn't know.
Roy What's would throw point? A dog oh, yeah, a party,
no,
I
no,
think.
No, he wouldn't.
He would.
Under
he
any would. Circumstance. He loves his dog, but he would never throw it a birthday
party. My fella Jack, does now. Jack's mother was on a flight to Ireland about 4 years ago. And she was flying into Cork. And she was absolutely thrilled. Apparently, it's her favourite story to tell, that she was sitting beside Roy Keane.
Stop.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She had the best.
And he was throwing his dog
ever.
A birthday party.
No. She just said, like, literally, it's Everyone's so funny. Saying- like, the first time I met Jack's mom, probably waited 10 minutes before she told me that story. And the whole family were like, oh, here we go. It's a Roy Keane story.
But I just can't believe you're going to have a birthday party for your dog. It's
I
just
absolutely
a bit mad.
You have to.
I'm going to go today and I'm going to get him a new toy that he is going to break into a billion pieces, because that's what he does. But I was thinking, what do you think, Fee, outfit wise? Do you think, like,
oh, for God's sake,
I have so much that I can lend
you're
him.
Doing that on purpose.
If you want to do if you want to do like formal, he can
like
borrow a tuxedo. Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
I've got one that I'm sure would fit. And it comes with like a jacket as well.
Oh no, that was for your wedding. I'm not taking the wedding.
No, this was for the engagement. It's only a cheap yoke, Velcro it on. I will lend it to you.
No, that's
Or if you'd want to borrow any of Danish's extensive turtlenecks if he wants to look distinguished in the dog park.
That would be fabulous. Yeah, I don't know, just something kind of, I think he's going to get that old man vibe, so like a little bow tie, like,
I hate
so
this.
Cute
would be lovely, I think.
I hate
and then obviously
this.
There's the playlist.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggling tail.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Alright,
who let the dogs out?
Of course.
So yeah.
I was trying so hard to find, like, in like Snoop Dogg and stuff, like where he goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't find it.
D-O-double-G.
Oh my God, this
it's
is gonna incredible.
Be a big day.
I think yous have a conversation before every show and you're like, right, how can we just rile up Dave?
Why do you hate Joy?
I don't hate Joy. Joy is fine. Dogs don't care that
and
it's their
know
birthday.
What I'm gonna
they
do
do.
As well.
No, they don't.
Care. I'm gonna get him one of those little party hats.
No, you're not.
It's my birthday, and then I'm gonna put a plate of the steak in front of him with a candle on it, and then I'm going to get a photo of him and I'm going to put it on my Instagram, and you, sir, are going to like it and say happy birthday Seamus,
whether you like it or not,
because that is what you do.
I will hack you
on my son's birthday.
I just on my
to make
son,
sure
I'm like sweating out of like I just hate this.
How's the steak going to be
It makes
cooked?
Me feel ugh.
I think he's a bit of a medium rare.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shut
he
up
wants, he wants a bloody
He's a medium rare boy.
Sonny Patera now.
This morning, the Grinch is causing all kinds of havoc in McDonald's this Christmas. Launching his own exclusive Grinch meal with gherkin-flavored fries and a pair of odd socks as well.
Don't want to get the two of them mixed up. You can get them in restaurants while stocks last, or direct to your home via McDelivery. The Grinch has gotten in here as well. And what he's done is he has jumbled up a song. He's taken out some missing words. And if you can guess what they are, there's €200 cash for you.
That's very nice. This is the clip this morning that he's messed with.
When he first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve. I'm a psycho.
Let's give someone a call and give away some cash at McDonald's.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
Wow!
Wow! Didn't even ask you to do that.
Straight in, no kissing. I absolutely love it.
Just courtesy, you know.
Yes.
Common courtesy.
Most people say hello, but we'll take that as well.
No, I like this version. No, you're a busy woman.
Sometimes we do.
Should we finish the rest?
Yeah,
please go for it.
You are handsome. You are pretty. Queen of New York City.
When the band finishes playing,
they got after us. Sinatra singing. We kissed on the corner and danced in the
We're singing,
go away.
Go on.
And the bells
were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Yay! Oh my God, Mindy.
This is incredible.
Sure, you can't not sing along to that song.
You're dead right.
Oh my God.
I don't need to play the clip.
Sorry, who the hell are we talking to?
Yeah, that's the truth.
It's Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Thank you very much. That was incredible.
Louise, congratulations. That was just so excellent. You've won 200 euro cash, and I haven't had a more deserving winner in my eyes.
Louise, who's your backup singer there?
Yeah, I have a backup singer, yeah.
Who is it?
That's my wife.
Oh, very good.
What's your wife's name?
Nadia.
Girl.
Louise and Nadia. Congratulations.
If
200 euro
cash. If the X
Factor
was still a thing, now, I'd say get in there right now.
If anyone deserves a bonus prize from the Grinch, it's you.
Oh, do you just want to hear from the Grinch?
I think so too. I think so.
Okay, yeah. Well, the Grinch has a very busy day, lads, okay?
Yeah.
I can't believe I did it this again. Here we go.
They're going to think they're getting an actual prize.
Getting into character. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with myself, loathing. I'm booked.
There you
and
go.
And that is it. Done. For another year.
Louise. Oh,
Louise and Nadia, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day and congratulations on 200 euro cash.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Enjoy
bye.
That.
Bye.
Talk to you later. I don't think they like the Grinch.
No, there was a very polite
They
laugh.
Loved the Grinch.
No, it was kind of...
I'd say the amount of people who have turned off for us singing. I'm
Fair
so
enough.
Sorry.
Singing was bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was, you know, as soon as it started happening, I was like, this is bad. This is our fault. We
but then you can't
happen.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's Fairy Tale in New York. It's very hard.
If it counts for anything, in the moment, it felt like we were all really together.
Yeah.
It felt like it was what Christmas is all about.
I'd agree with you, Fiona. It is what Christmas
when
is all
When you first
about.
Took my hand. No, I'm joking. I will not do that again, ever.
Now, it is just coming up on 10 to 8 on a Friday morning.
Woo!
Here's Miles Smith. This is Stay If You Want to Dance. You're listening to Spin. Spin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Are you on TikTok Shop? If you're promoting TikTok Shop stuff, I just need you to know this. I don't want your remote control gecko.
Oh my God. I've heard a lot of feedback for the gecko recently. It's like, how hard up are the girls?
Can someone explain what's going on to me?
It's like a little lizard that climbs the wall.
And it's a remote control and they're selling it on TikTok Shop.
It's spamming
everywhere. As if it's going out of fashion.
Right.
When my friends were home, like for the wedding, they were like, TikTok Shop is crazy in Ireland. Like, it's so much more than, like, they live in Dubai. They were like, it's not nearly as much ads. It is like every second.
It's every second video.
And now, like, the crap that they're selling.
But also, I've no way of clicking TikTok Shop on my TikTok. Do you?
I don't know. No, I have purchased two things.
I've purchased like a car mount for
my
phone.
I got that as well, and I never took it out of the box. And then I heard you say how bad it was, and I was like, no, I never have to.
Yeah, no, it's grand. But I don't want your gecko. I don't want your floating ball that kind of you can throw in the air and catch it. And I don't want your toilet roll. And I'm sorry.
But seriously, ads in general on the show, like you get two stories on Instagram now before an ad.
No,
two stories. Ah, it's stuff. So annoying.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
See, that's why radio's great. No ads.
Never an ad. Hey, at this station, you will never hear an ad. It's yeah, come on.
You're funny there, Emma. That's very good now.
Quick as a flash.
Do you know what's really, really good? When you make a joke and Callum's like, hey, that was funny.
I know. Immediately you want to crawl into the hole and die. It's coming up on 8. Katie, what's the story?
Hey guys, Kevin straight in by this busy.
103.8. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Woo! I don't know why I really have the Friday feeling today, even though I have very little on this weekend. I'm just
that's the best kind of weekend.
Yeah, unreal. And I think at this time of year as well, it's just kind of exciting because, I don't know, we're all kind of wrapping up soon, aren't we?
Sitting home.
Yeah. Lads, yesterday was a massive day. She was overdue, but she has arrived.
Oh, your thing.
The new addition to my family.
Your baby.
My baby robot Hoover.
Oh my
so
God.
Excited. So
how was the delivery?
Yeah, tell us everything.
The delivery went really well, quite seamless. Wow. She was just kind of handed to me at a door, actually. Unlike other deliveries I've heard of.
I haven't heard of that.
Not much pain. Really.
Like a stork.
Okay. Kind of unboxed her then.
That's all great. Grand.
Got her set up, got her charged. And, do you know?
Fab. Yeah.
Just your typical delivery room situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Samantha Rumba is, as she was named on the show, is probably a better addition to the house than Seamus or Jack.
Oh, surely.
Yeah.
Because she undoes all the bad they do.
No, this is the robot Hoover. I was telling you, just with the dog in the house and everything. Oh my God, I'm Hoovering every single day of the week. And I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. She's great. She's a bit stupid now, to be honest. She's a lot of bumping around and she's only figuring things out.
Did you map the house or does she do that on her own?
She's trying to figure that out on her own at the moment, I believe. But the problem is, we got a real Christmas tree this year as well. So like it's pine needle central in the sitting room. But she kept banging into the base of the Christmas tree, knocking off more pine needles, then picking them up and then banging into it again. So that kind of went on for
a while. Making work for herself, that girl.
You're making a rod for your own back, Samantha.
I'm sure the, like, you know.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Have you ever noticed? I swear she comes up with the sayings on the spot. Like, never ever heard of that.
It's something my granddad used to say.
Go on,
to
say
my
it
mom.
Again.
You're making a rod for your own back. He said it about women going to work.
Right.
He'd be like, making a rod for your own back trying to do it all. Not a progressive man.
Sorry.
The Hoover. Yeah, where even was I with this? But yeah, I'm sure the fascination of it will die down at the novelty, but I just sat watching it for like two and a half hours.
Yeah. How's the dog? Is he following it around?
He's terrified of it.
Fair enough.
But it's funny, you're kind of doing, I could have got this done in 2 seconds. Would you hurry up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How have you not copped the dirt over there? You're stupid, John.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Calvin Harris and Ocean on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's so exciting next year. He's playing Northside and Southside.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's such
I
a
think my mate's
thing,
coming man. Back from Australia for it.
Are you serious?
Isn't that nuts? I think it's also something like to do
he's
with.
Come back from Australia for
there
Calvin
must
Harris.
Be a family wedding.
Yeah, there must be something. But she's like, I'll be back next year for Calvin Harris.
Wow.
She's like, will you get me tickets? No.
And you're like, the whole north side, south side thing being like the convenience for travel. And you're like, I'll fly home.
She's going all the way from Australia and I'm still not getting her tickets. Tricky.
Welcome on into the Tricky 10. It's all to play for today because obviously we've had an incredible score, a score from Alan earlier in the week to beat. But someone today is going to win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. Will it be Emma? She's standing by this morning. Emma, are you watching the toy show tonight?
Probably not.
You don't sound too buzzing about it, Emma.
No, because I'd be in bed by that time.
Yeah,
It's very late.
But it's for the kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
What age are your kids? Are they of the age to enjoy it or are they just a little bit too small?
No, Quinn is 2 and Kyle is 15, so...
Oh, you'll get away with it then. That's not too bad.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the 2-year-old will be up, the 15-year-old will be in bed.
Oh, no, the 15-year-old will be gaming.
Okay, slay.
Yeah,
very good.
Go, Kyle.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy this winter. You have to top it this morning in order to win that because on top of the leaderboard is Alan with 9. Okay, this is your last chance to top that leaderboard. But we believe in you, Emma. We believe you can do it.
Okay, let's believe in me.
Come on, Emma.
I have a feeling. She's going to swoop it.
Emma is going to ask you, Emma, your questions. The very best of luck. Oh.
Come on, Emma, we got this. We're kicking off in 3, 2, 1.
Go on.
Start the clock. In rugby, a try and conversion add up to what in total?
Oh my God, I don't know. I have a foot. I don't have a clue on that.
The iPhone that was released in 2010 was the iPhone what? Give it a guess, Emma.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Beyonce has released how many solo studio albums? Give it a guess, girl. 1 in 10, any number.
7.
Leicester City have won the Premier League how many times?
4.
What is 3? Three by three.
Can't help me out here. Triple three.
Three times three, Emma and Kyle and Quinn.
Nine.
Hey.
A typical acoustic guitar has how many strings?
Oh, Emma, how do you think you did?
I don't think I won the snoozy.
Well, hold on, we don't know that yet. We have to check.
We've got a few people tallying up here.
One, two.
Wow, go on. You got the whole family involved. Emma, and there we go. Emma, well done.
I fear I know what went wrong here, and it was that you guessed four for everything.
Three times. That surely has to be a Hall of Famer in itself. Emma, I think this was my favourite round of Tricky 10 ever.
Me too.
I really, really enjoyed it.
And I think as well, for the Hall of Fame, we can now add, I need to probably check this, but did she say, I don't have an effing clue?
She stopped herself, in fairness. Yeah, she did stop herself.
I did stop myself.
We'll have a look over the questions you didn't get, even though it shouldn't take long because
I'm not even gonna listen to them.
Just one second. To be fair, they were hard today. In rugby, a try and conversion add up to what total? The answer was seven. You, of course, said
four.
Beyonce has released how many solo studio albums? You said seven. You were very close. It was eight. Leicester City has won the Premier League how many times? That was once, but you said
four.
Say it with me. Four. Well done, guys. Guys, it was great.
So for you and the kids, we'll send you out some IMC Cinema passes. You're a legend.
Definitely.
Thank you for playing and give the toy show a good swerve this evening.
Well done.
Have a great day, Emma. Good luck.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
I'm saying give it a good swerve. Fiona's saying enjoy the toy show.
Look, there's a lot of mixed messages going on today.
We do need to win. Call our winner of the week then. That, of course, being Alan. Ooh. The other day.
Hello.
Alan.
Steve.
Oh, Alan. Oh, Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Alan.
Morning. How are you?
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're calling you with some news.
Yes, Alan, congratulations. You have won yourself a fuzzy charge snooty.
Woo! No one could have...
fantastic. Brilliant.
No one could have topped that score of nine. Alan, you are an MVP of the Tricky 10. You absolutely stormed it and you'll be cozy this winter. Everyone else will be freezing.
That's brilliant.
You're also not allowed to turn your heat on if you don't win the Tricky 10 for the week. That's the forfeit. It's in the fine print. But not your problem. So enjoy that, Alan.
Done. Thanks a million. Woo!
Thanks a million, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Now, that is it. We kick off a brand new week, a blank leaderboard for Monday. I do think people might have been a bit intimidated by Alan.
By the nine.
So well.
Yeah.
So it's all to play for on Monday. If you would like to register, all you have to do is message us now the word tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And if you think you can score a score of nine, don't play this game.
Get in touch right now. Come on and get yourself a fuzzy charge snooty. We play again Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello. Hello, how are you? And welcome to one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I rank from 5 to 1 my favourite niche things. In the past, I've done like lines from Fran from Love Hate. Mm. I've done transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. Well, today's, although not niche, should be a bit of fun. Today is Friday, the 5th of December. I welcome you to Dave Rank's Moments Surrounding the Late Late Toy Show.
Oh, of course.
Makes sense.
Gotta be.
The toy show, a staple in Irish culture. It's on, usually, it was actually used to be like the last Friday of November.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been December.
No, it's changed recently. So I'm excited about that because
Patrick, obviously.
No, obviously, he's stuff on.
Yeah, you know,
must
stuff on at the end of November.
Today's theme is the Grinch, apparently, or tonight's theme is the Grinch.
Oh, in, here we go.
Yes, 4 o'clock. Patrick is very busy, but I'm not doing that again. But I have picked out some clips from toy shows gone by.
Yes.
Or things surrounding the toy show, and put them all together and rank them from 5 to 1. Now, some of them just really, really like the kids' accent.
Yeah, oh, well, that's fine.
That's important.
And some of them are just downright horrendous, especially number 5. Number 5 is when a child on the toy show was surprised by his own granny.
So when you go to Nanny Pat,
yeah,
what's your favourite thing to do with her?
Knitting.
Which what?
Knitting.
Knitting. Does she give good hugs?
Yeah.
Why don't you give her a hug now? Nanny Pat, come over here. Look who it is.
That was a real bad budget year.
That was not good.
That was Kevin Backhurst going, no, right, come on. Rope this in, lads. Rope this in. We can't get a Christmas tree. We've no presents for the kids, but we can get their granny on.
He's like, the kid's like, yeah, she just dropped me at the car park. I just said goodbye to her.
She literally just held my hand while I walked over to you, Ryan. So in fifth place, it's surprising a kid with his own granny.
I miss Ryan Tuberty on it so
much. I do miss Ryan. In fourth place, we go to a moment that was not on the Late Late Toy Show. It was on the Late Late Show 1 week before the Late Late Toy Show with a man who works downstairs.
His name is
Pat Kenny, and he had an absolute mare.
Barbara, who are you going to bring to the toy show next week?
Oh, I'm not particularly interested.
hang on a second, Barbara. Wait a second. Hang on. Just a sec now. There's the tickets to the toy show, right?
You can wrestle them. Yeah.
Okay, so they're gone. So you don't want to come to the toy show?
No, thank you.
All right, so you want the 10 grand?
Okay.
I will, please. Sorry, in fairness, is it 10 grand or the tickets?
Yeah, it was 10 grand and tickets.
Both. And tickets.
You won tickets and 10 grand.
It's in Celtic Tiger days.
Yeah. Wow. Now, my favourite thing about that clip is that there's a woman in the background in the crowd, right? And you can hear her say, "Don't do that! Put the phone down!" And it's my favourite thing in the world. Have a listen.
Put the phone down!
Again.
Pat's ripping up the tickets. She's like, no!
Oh my God. So
Pat,
good.
He's a glutton for punishment.
Right, we move on to a little bit more modern. We go to last year with a man called Shamey, and he was incredible.
Of course.
An incredible accent. But before he started reviewing his toy, he had something to tell Patrick Keilty. In third place on Dave Rank's Moments Surrounding the Toy Show, it's this.
You're in good form, are you?
Yes. But before we start chatting now, Patrick, do you mind if I say something quick to you?
You can tear away.
After today now I met you, I was thinking to myself, I bet you didn't know you had something in common and I was 7-year-old for the country in Kerry.
And what do we have in common?
That it's both our first tie show, Patrick.
Oh, it's both our first.
I love his accent. I love his everything.
How is he 85 years old?
Incredible.
Like, how he was born 80.
I remember he went on to tell a story about how, like, his dad was, like, he licked a bricklayer or something.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad was like, no, do something you're passionate about. Like, be a guard or a teacher or something. And he was like, well, you got to choose what you did and I'm going to choose for myself.
She's
like 8-year-old.
The wisdom,
like,
is insane.
Yeah, incredible. So that was third place. In second place for Dave Rank's Moments Surrounding the Late Late Toy Show is another country kid, and he is incredible.
Yeah, but before we start tipping along at that now, Patrick.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I have a wee present for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's a free-range egg from County Leitrim.
Lovely. Yeah. And these are from your farm?
Yeah.
These are
half dozen of eggs.
A half dozen of eggs. There's only five in there. Well,
that's a litre and a half dozen.
That's brilliant.
Five for the price of six, you know yourself.
Five for the price of six, you know yourself.
Oh, that's my class. God.
Incredible. Love these kids. They're so impressive that they can go out and, like, just
that's
be
iconic.
Themselves. It's
I
so cool.
Panic so hard.
I would be freaked, do you know what I mean? But honestly, they're honestly brilliant. But it's not number one, unfortunately. Number one is from a little bit older, and I think it's well deserving. I want to know where this kid is now because he's incredible. Welcome to number one on Dave Rank's Moments Surrounding the Late Late Toy Show. It's this.
Connor
said Tata will
come out and
she'll look it. Tommy, August 2000. How about Tugama?
Ta.
Any crack?
Neil.
Eddie Craig.
Neil.
I love it.
Amazing.
Enjoy the Late Late Toy Show tonight.
I wasn't going to watch. Now I am.
Yeah.
Also, so the moment. Do you remember when Ryan was so stressed, he dropped an F-bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
The 7-Up, yeah.
So funny.
It spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Dave just ranked some iconic Toy Show moments, obviously ahead of the big night tonight. I don't know about you, but I certainly had no interest in watching it until I just heard Dave ranks and I was like, do you know what? I've no plans. I'm going to sit down and watch
Tatiana. Hey, I should be on the marketing team for the Toy Show.
Wait, has Jack ever watched the Toy Show?
No.
Oh, you have to.
That's a cultural experience.
I think it might be. Yeah, it might be. His point of view on the whole thing could be kind of interesting.
Yes.
Now, Patrick Healy was talking yesterday. It is Grinch themed tonight, and our Shannon from Entertainment here at Spin went out to set last night and caught up with him and had a little nosy around. But it's going to take him quite a long time to get into character, I think, tonight. Right. So he said anyway.
Well, I mean, if you see the makeup that we had to go through here, I mean, I'm not a cutie to start with, but after you see the makeup, it's a long process. 3 hours in the chair.
Did he say I'm not a cutie to start with?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Patrick is a cutie.
Don't be so modest, Patrick.
He is.
You're only fishing there.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lele Toy Show. I'm the Grinch. And there's one for everybody in, I haven't said it yet, the audience.
Now do the hybrid of the Grinch and Patrick.
Come on.
4:30. 4 o'clock. We're giving away one for everyone in the audience. Happy Christmas.
Face,
that was so difficult. It was so much to concentrate on.
Mate, you are earning your living this morning.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
No, honestly, you heard it here first. It's going to be a long night.
It is. It's a long morning.
8:32, Katie, what's the story on the roads?
Hey guys, the N81 inbound is busy from Tallaght Stadium. Christmas feels
so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
It was this day last week that we put tickets on sale for Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, an amazing big stand-up night happening next Wednesday, and all the funds raised going to Dublin Simon community. They sold out just after the show.
Unreal.
But we've gone and found some extras. These are standing tickets. Ooh. Okay. And we just
prefer to stand for a gig like that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Because you can sneak off to the bathroom when Dave's on. Like.
Yeah.
We have an update. Currently, there are 11 tickets left. Okay?
Just 11?
That's all we can do. We asked for more space. We got some standing
space. A decent size thing. So the fact there's only 11 left is quite terrifying.
Guys. 11 tickets left. You want in? Well, you can go and get your tickets on Spin's website. You'll see it on the homepage. And bear in mind that the cost of the ticket, which I think is like 20 quid.
For standing,
anything
yeah.
raised is going to the Dublin Simon community. So
every cent of it.
Gravy, baby.
Amazing.
Amazing lineup on the night as well.
Yeah, who are you going to get for that 20 or 30 quid? Well, we'll tell you. You're going to get Emma Doran. You're going to get Michael Fry.
Woo!
You're going to get Rachel Galvo.
Woo!
You're going to get Shane Daniel Byrne.
Woo!
I'm hosting it or whatever. Woo! Like, it's not really a big deal. It's going to be grand. But what I really want to know, Emma and Dave are doing their own 5-minute sets on the night in question.
Our very first stand-up.
Your very first stand-up ever. And I would like to check in and see how that's going.
Mine hasn't really gone very well so far. I have thoughts and notes in my notes folder.
Okay.
But I suppose asking you as a comedian, would you normally write everything out like an essay?
When I did my very first set, I wrote it out word for word. Mm-hmm. Word for word. Because I mean, everyone's different, but like, because I just finished drama school, so I was like, I'll write this out like a monologue,
the
wording of it. Because like, then you make your little turns of phrase funnier and everything kind of becomes a joke.
Okay.
Very good.
I didn't do that.
Well,
you don't have to.
You were off getting officially married the other day, and Dave organised impressionist and comedian Al Foran to come on the show.
Oh, very good.
Obviously, like, the one thing I'm going to get a laugh at is how useless my tongue is when it comes to impressions or anything like that. So Al Foran came on to give me a hand. And I obviously debuted my party piece, which is of course my Marge Simpson with
it. Hey, homie, I'm really looking forward to seeing your stand-up comedy set next week.
Really good, isn't it?
And I can't wait to watch you too, Marge.
Yeah! That was pretty epic.
Oh my God. That was really, really good.
On the impressions, Sarah was in touch as well with an idea for me.
Morning, guys.
I think Emma should do accents and impressions and try to get the crowd to guess what she's saying.
Yes.
I think it'd be hilarious trying to make out what she's actually trying to say.
Like, as in, that's almost really if good. I just it's go so for good. It and they have to guess if I'm, like, meant to be Marge Simpson or Melania Trump. Like,
perfect.
Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
Yeah, 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 that's very good.
I love it. The other thing I think you should do is just be like, anyway, here's my Westmeath accent and it's just Marge Simpson again. Here's my Cork accent. It's just Marge. Just the repetition is funny.
Here's my
in
Donald
itself.
Trump and it's just Marge.
It's just Marge. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that'll take up a good chunk
that's
of the time.
That's the thing. I'm trying to be like, it's 5 minutes and it's going to be the longest 5 minutes of my life.
No, it's going to fly in.
Dave's ready to rock, I'd say.
I'm really committing to what Fiona said and it just, it kind of helps me.
Yeah.
Because she said, your first comedy gig is always the easiest. The second gig is the toughest because by the second gig, no one's there to support you. No one's going to laugh because they don't have to laugh. Whereas everyone at the night is going to know it's our first night ever doing stand-up. Like, do you know what I mean?
A sympathy laugh will do me. Just
exactly.
Coming,
I'd be like, happy with that. No. I have done my routine twice in the mirror. No, sorry, 3 times in the mirror. The first 2 times I was like, yeah, this is really, really good.
What did you hold as the mic? Was it a hairbrush?
No, I just kind of walked around and really nervously kind of put my hands in my pockets. And so I did it twice and I was like, yeah, I'm really, really happy with that. And I was just like, the next day I did it again in the mirror and I was like, this is awful. This is not funny. I'm just going to cringe at myself. And I'm just,
I think what's killing me the most is like the confidence you have to bring. Like when you come out of scene, obviously you've done Fiona do stand up and like you have to own it and you have to like, whereas I feel like I'm going to be very meek and very nervous and that's not going to fly.
They can't be scared for you.
Exactly.
That's a really unpleasant experience for the audience.
I see like obviously the Pedophile tour, Joanne McNally's tour at the moment and she's coming out on stage and it's like absolute energy.
It's so cool.
And I can just imagine me being like, hi guys.
Don't do that.
No, I know, but like, what do you do? You tell me your entrance.
I'm going to come on and I'm going to pretend to be really, really nervous and then I'm going to storm it.
He's going to do a Benson Boone. We're having the grand piano brought in to the Sugar Club
flips,
so he
lads.
Can flip off it. If you're nervous, just say, I'm nervous. Just own it and just lean in. Because like if you try and not... And also an advantage you guys have is you've probably held a microphone in a public space before. Some people who do stand-up have never held a microphone. And
I know what you
underestimate
mean,
how much your hands are going to shake and how much everything. So I think like you have a bit of swag naturally. You're going to sweat. You're going to
I
be great.
Can't wait. Like the second... I come off that stage, it's Christmas.
Literally,
like,
literally you can relax.
I will just be able to relax for the rest of the year.
I actually do feel like once that's my last big job.
It's a big job.
It's a big... Oh, Fiona.
It is a big job.
It's chill. I have a way harder gig tonight. I'm performing for a load of babies after
this. Excuse me?
I have
Why?
To, yeah, it's a, like a, it's a gig for like moms and little babies all under one. It's called Infant Jokes. It's usually called In Jokes. So I have to leg it after this.
Oh my God.
I had to ask last night. I was like, can I swear in front of the babies? And the guy was like, yeah, it's fine. So they're going to learn a lot.
That's amazing.
Hopefully no strong brains in the crowd.
Listen. Wednesday, it is happening at the Sugar Club. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. As we mentioned, 11 tickets left. If you want them, go to Spin's website. Come and support us and support an amazing cause as well for Dublin Simon community. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great night out.
It's Spin's Fully Charged Recharged.
Very happy birthday to my wonderful girlfriend this morning, who I made a lovely collage of on my Instagram. And I thought I captioned it with something very funny. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to one of my favourite girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
She didn't love it.
No.
Shocking that.
Has she gave feedback?
Yeah. She did reshare it though.
Okay, well then.
Which I was pretty happy with.
That's fine.
What was the feedback?
She was like, wow, I was wondering what you were going to do this year. Because last year I did the same collage, but I just cropped her out of every image.
Oh, that's good.
And I just zoomed into my face.
I remember that.
And I was like, happy birthday to my wonderful girlfriend. And I was so proud of it.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
But her friends were like, wow, he's pretty new to be doing that.
Do you know what? You better think about what happens when the laughing stops.
The love starts.
I guess.
I messaged her and I said, happy birthday, bestie.
Oh.
I said, happy birthday, Gorge. Oh.
What did you say to Pippa? 087-711-103.
I've not done anything yet.
Oh, wow. Not, yes.
That's not
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
I think he's got her a trip away or something.
Just you done wait, yet. Pippa.
I'm on my way.
On it. Let's go.
Hello there.
Ah, yeah, Harry's getting on.
What's
I'm
the story?
I'm paranoid because I'm doing my makeup in studio because I have to run after this to do a gig for Babies Under One.
Oh, you're sorry, really, just you've really made it, haven't you?
Context.
So I'm doing a show today called Infant Jokes. It's kind of like, do you know when they do those cinema screenings where you can bring your baby along? Mm-hmm. This is like that, but for stand-up. So I need to look good for
were
the babies.
Were you booked because you're preggers?
Well, kind of, like, I think he was like, oh yeah, do you want to do infant jokes now that you're preg? Kind of thing. But like, I don't know. Like, so, but some people who aren't pregnant also do it. But I'm
hold
so
on. You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. I'm leaving soon. So you better get to know. But I'm embarrassed doing my makeup in here because I feel like my makeup brushes, they just stink. Like,
yeah, they look rank.
I know. When I was getting my makeup done on my wedding by Emma's friend Breff, because obviously everyone in here helped me plan my wedding and I did nothing myself, I was like, oh my god, your makeup brushes smell so nice. And she was like, yeah, they're clean.
I know, it's gross. Recently I just threw all mine out and bought a new pack.
Did you?
Well, like a cheap pack, like,
yeah. No,
got like a 25
though.
Euro pack of everything, and I was like, everything in here needs to go in the bin.
And are
this
you gonna,
is disgusting.
Are you going to keep them clean now?
No, I'll probably get 3 months out of them and then do the same again.
Do you remember the old sets of markers you used to get for your birthday?
Yes.
You'd open up like a briefcase of markers. That's what I imagine the makeup brushes.
They
are.
Actually do come like
how
that.
How much are they?
It depends.
Like, I'm going cheap, like, obviously, but there's ones that are quite
cheap.
Spending.
As what?
Pack of, I got to it recently, was like 27 euros.
My god.
They could be hundreds. They could be hundreds.
Now, welcome on into One More Tune. This is the part of the show where you get to cast your vote and you get behind one of our favourite songs.
What?
A song that we like, basically. And this song is going to launch the weekend and close the show. This came on my Spotify Wrapped, you know the way they put together the playlist of it wasn't my top songs, but it was very much in there and on the playlist from the year. I just love it. It's such a fun song.
It's from this year?
No. It's ages old, but I just really like it.
Okay.
It's 220, two, can I speak? 220 Kid and Gracie. This is Don't Need Love. White dress in the altar, the diamond in your ring.
It's a very Emma Nolan song.
Such a tune.
It's giving like lifestyle sports ad.
Do you know what? It's a great song for running.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
I think that's why I was listening to it a few months ago a lot. If you want to hear Gracie and 220 Kid and Don't Need Love, then message Emma right now on a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038. Now, come on.
Speaking of lifestyle sports ads, I've gone for this. Jonas Blue, Fast Car. If you want to hear that as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Very, very nice. And I have gone for this.
Have you ever tried this one?
Love it.
I think it's between me and Fiona this week.
I think so.
No, well, I don't think you're in the running at all.
Explain my cultural relevance. Sabrina Carpenter in Juno, that was. The Trump administration tried to use the song and she said, get up, get up to beep. And where she commented, take that down now, has a million likes on the comment alone,
she's
on the response. So if you want to hear that, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Come on.
I'm so begging here. I haven't had a win.
Not
in
a chance anyone's going for 220 kids.
It's a tune.
It's not between you and
you couldn't even say the name of it.
I know. 220 kids, it's hard to say. I'm really struggling. I have a stammer, guys. 220 Kid, Gracie Abrams, Don't Need Love. Come on, please.
Okay.
Emma, in a WhatsApp. Sure.
I've been on a pretty hot streak of wins lately. If you want to go for to keep that going, it's Jonas Blue and Fast Car. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Sabrina Carpenter and Juno. That's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. You're listening to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and friend of the show, Dame Stuffy, is in studio.
Good morning. Merry Christmas and all
Merry
that sort of stuff.
Christmas.
Oh, well, not too early for that.
Well, I don't think so at all. I don't think it would be really a fair mark of the festive period if we didn't see your beautiful face.
Emma's been a bit of a Grinch this year now.
Why? She's, what's wrong with you?
Did you not see her tree that she got a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, what? That tree is on Ozempic. What are you doing? Even the trees are on Bleeding Monjaro. What's the story with that?
It's shocking.
Honestly.
Absolute twig of a thing.
Why did you get it?
Bush. Well, you see, it was all
very sad bush. Yes, right. You know what I mean? Speaking of, congratulations on getting married.
Ha 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 ha!
The grooming stops.
Oh my God. The grooming stops is right. God almighty, you need a pickaxe to get it through mine. Now tell me about your Christmas tree.
It was all wrapped up in plastic. Sure, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know when I took it out. I was like, where's the rest of it?
It'll be dead before Christmas. No, I went out to buy my Christmas tree the other day and the fella says to me, you're going to put that up yourself? I says, I am not. I'm going to put it in the sitting room.
Disgusting. That is absolutely horrific. Yep.
Amazing.
Absolute
now, same stuff. Are you plugging something? Is that why you're in?
Well, if you want to, I'm going to the toilet for a few minutes. So, if you know what I mean? I think that's a little bit on the nose, but people already know there's our horrid affair. Yes, I am. Well, you see, I thought I'd bring a bit of festiveness to the capital city of Dublin. So I did a show in a wonderful place called the Ambassador Theatre earlier on in the year in June.
That was a big deal for you.
Do you know what? It really was. It was great.
Fab. Deadly.
That's a huge
plan. So I'm back there on the 27th of December.
Yay! That's great.
Big band, big Christmas show. And it's the week where nobody has anything
exactly.
to do.
Oh, amazing. It's the week when people need to get away from their families.
Is, yeah. And, I mean, like, you've had the Christmas Eve, the Christmas Day, the Stephen's Day. You're full up to that with food and chocolates and all. Get out, have a few bevvies and just enjoy it.
You kind of meander through that period. Don't you? Like, who does anything on the 27th?
No.
That's great.
No, you
that's
need really a bit good. Of something on.
I'm hung up on, what was that word you used? Meander.
You kind of meander.
Oh, very nice. Oh, gee, you should be on Today FM. Never mind Spin. God almighty.
She is.
Well, yes, we know.
We use three syllable words on this show.
Tell me this. You obviously were a massive part and made so much of the fun happen at Fiona's Big Hag too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit disgusted with her, to be honest with you.
Oh, why?
Well, I didn't know you were knocked up.
I know.
I didn't know you were with child like Mary Magdalene.
Exactly.
I don't know if it makes you feel any better, but Dave and I didn't know
we didn't
either.
Know either.
I told him the next day, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I have to say, though, I'm absolutely delighted for you. I really am. And you're such a lovely woman. You're going to make a lovely mammy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Lovely mammy.
I'm waiting for the sarcastic comment.
No, I can be genuine, too.
Where is the joke? When's the joke happening?
I can be genuine, too. I really can.
What, a little baby stuffy, is it?
A little baby stuffy. Or a baby Jane.
No, I wouldn't impose that on anybody. Now.
Too much pressure.
Yeah.
Plus, you haven't got the makeup
greatness.
Skills. You know what I mean? To be able to bring her to her full.
Yeah, how soon do you think is appropriate to put a full lash on the baby? Do you think, like, immediately after?
Well, I'd say, I wouldn't know. No, I wouldn't be in. You, though, for in, like, I'd say wait till the epidermis wears off. And as soon as the epidermis wears
stick
off,
stick them on.
Get that in.
Makeup
do not,
on.
Don't be one of these people, right, who obviously, we're known people in the hospital and they're after having the baby and they're lying there in the bed and they take the picture. And on my bundle of joy arrived. Mm-mm. And, like, it's clear that the builders have been in. They've reconstructed the face of this woman. They're never that beautiful after a birth. Honest to God.
So what else has been going on in your world since we last saw you? Anything exciting? Well, are you upset for Christmas? What do you do on Christmas Day? Where'd you go?
I usually end up in a skip by Stephen's Day, generally, yeah. No, I've let you know, the family come down to me on Christmas, so I cook.
I cook.
Are you a good cooker?
No, well, kind of. Like, I do order the Chinese on the 23rd, and then I do reheat it in the oven on the 25th.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
So, you know, my chicken balls are the talk of the town in Ballymun. People do often see me walking down the street, and I do hear them. Dame Stuffy has the best balls in Ballymun, and I do. I have the Christmas dinner done, and then we're doing Panto as well. So, we're out in the Axis in Ballymun, we're doing Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow.
Which was the easiest part to cast because she's asleep for half the show.
Oh, ideal.
Half the pay. And so we're doing that from the 18th of December until the end of January.
Is that in the Axis?
In the Axis.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
So two things to plug. Let's go through that again. So Axis Ballymun, you've got the Panda, what dates?
18th of December.
Okay, and then you've got
the end of January.
And you've got the Ambassador Theatre for Dame Stuffy, Unwrapped and Outrageous. Yes. A good show name.
Yeah, thank you very much. ChatGPT did that.
Did you?
Wow.
Yes.
I don't admit that.
I'm not admitting that, but it's true.
And there's going to be some special surprise guests on the night. Any clues?
Well, there's. Do you know what? They're so special. I don't know who they are yet.
Oh, that's the most special.
I have a few a lovely couple of special guests who were in the area and weren't booked. So I have them
they
on the show.
They sound really special.
I would have got you, but you're a busy woman.
I'm doing a few bits now.
And this is your last Christmas. as not a mammy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Oh, go
so
wild.
So next year, but I'm looking to get the child into showbiz ASAP. So
oh, yeah.
On the panto next year.
Of course.
Yeah. And I don't know what instrument they'll play, but they'll be
the
in
more
your band.
Kids, the better for us because it means exactly. More money for me. It's yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's giving back to the community.
Yeah, that's what I
say. Sends me to Lanzarote in February, which is the most important thing in the whole situation.
Do yourself a massive favour this Christmas and go and see Dame Stuffy live, either at the panto or at her very own show at the Ambassador Diary.
Or can I do it in Dame Stuffy?
Go on, please do. Now, I have to. I remember this from last year, and I'm surprised you haven't been in a panto yet.
I honestly think I should be with this.
I think you should. I think Charity Panto Spin should do that.
I just need a name instead of Dave. Do you know what I mean?
Penetration.
Penetration.
Oh my God, it suits
How
you.
How are you, boys and girls? It's me, Penetration, and my friend Dame Stuffy is unwrapped and outraged to see how he is or so she is in the Axis Valley one for the panto.
So they are.
And then she's in the Ambassador Theatre. Go and see you later, boys and girls.
Wow. Yeah, that was fabulous. If your voice got any higher, then they would have went up above you. You know that kind of way.
Dame Stuffy, always beautiful to see your gorgeous
you
face.
Too,
thanks
guys.
So much for
Thank
coming.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to
Merry
you all.
Merry Christmas, Dame.
And a Happy New Year.
Oh, Jesus, what's wrong?
I have been telling you over the last couple of weeks that I have had an absolute mare with my car.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
The main issue being that the car still thinks it's in Japan.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Because it was an import from Japan.
Yeah.
So the navigation didn't work.
Mm.
The radio stations were all, not in Japanese, obviously aerials don't work like that, but the logos were Japanese.
Oh, no.
And so I sent it off to be fixed.
Mm. This has been upsetting for you for a while.
Upsetting for one main reason, because the guy told me it would be a week and a half.
Mm.
They have had my radio for a month.
What?
You've just been sitting there in silence.
Whole month.
1 month with your own thoughts.
Friday the 5th of December at 9:19 a.m.
Oh, go on.
Hi. I'll have your unit back today at 10 a.m. I cannot wait to listen to Ryan Tuberty.
Oh my God.
I am so excited.
You've missed him so much.
I really have. What was his number again? +44 33 44 33 77 00
Sorry, that's rude. You should only be listening to Spin.
Yeah, no. I like the way you don't even pretend.
Is Ryan Tuberty not on Spin?
He is famously.
But you know what? For a radio presenter to not have a radio in the car, it's really weird and it's not nice because you can't come into work the next day and be like, you'll never guess what Dave Moore was saying on his radio show there last night.
You'll never guess
what Jamie and Faye were talking about last night.
You'll never be like, oh, you'll never guess who was in covering for whoever.
Yeah, exactly. There's none of that.
Well, look, you're back to being a bitch. So you're.
I know, it's good.
Bitch
Thank
again.
God.
Listen, the world can breathe again.
So I know everyone's stressed.
Yeah, I should go to Palmerston now.
Oh, bloody name.
With no radio to go to Palmerston.
The last
I'll sing to you.
Thank you.
I'll call you. We've been telling you that we have an exclusive meet and greet with Keane DeCrow to give away.
Very
It's all thanks to Tree Plus Rewards.
Yeah, it's Tree's rewards program exclusive to customers. If you don't know, you can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competitions and claim amazing discounts and offers.
We've got one more €100 Ticketmaster voucher to give away today, so you can get yourself to a gig at Tree Arena or Tree Olympia Theatre, and you will also go into that draw for today. We're going to be announcing the winner for that exclusive Keane DeCrow meet and greet.
Selena's there this morning. How are you?
Not good.
Are you toy showing tonight? Or is that your worst nightmare?
I sure am. My two little babies all excited.
Oh, very amazing.
Cute. Do you all have matching PJs?
I was going to say.
Oh.
We do. I was running around till 9 o'clock last night looking for them.
Stop. Are they all sold out everywhere, probably?
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh my God, but you got the last set.
Have you got a few treats as well lined up, Celine? What have you got?
I do. I have a few toy show boxes and cupcakes.
Do you?
Stunning.
God, Celine, that sounds like a fantastic day. It's going to be a very long day for you now because you're looking forward to it so much. All right, Celine, basically, we want to give you a €100 Ticketmaster voucher and put you in that draw for the meet and greet with Keane DeCrow. But in order to do that, we got to play a quiz first, right? The three things quiz. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to give you three topics. If you're able to name three things in each of those topics, you'll win that Ticketmaster voucher and go in that meet and greet draw later on today. Sound good?
Yeah.
It's really easy, we promise. Let's kick this off. Name three European countries.
Spain, Portugal.
Yeah.
And this one? Your country.
Ireland.
Yeah. Name three things in the bathroom.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, shower gel.
Yeah.
Very good. Name three places in Dublin.
places. Streets.
Anything.
O'Connor Street, Maid Street, and Moore Street.
Bro, perfect. I thought she wasn't going to make it there for a second.
So did I.
Like, I swear to God, when you said names to your places in Dublin, I was about to be like, I don't know, like Pennies.
Yeah.
That was a hard one. Yeah, that was a tricky one.
I was like, what did you say? Like,
I would have gone like Tala.
Name three
Blanche,
places. Yeah, I was going to go Swords, Castleknock,
but
and
anything
Blanche.
I would have been like My House, Pennies.
Fine. Yeah, Zara.
That's so nerve-wracking when you're put on the spot.
Well, you did very well, Celine.
Listen, we do have to do
such
that.
A moment.
You're all right. We do have to do that draw very shortly for the Keen to Crow meet and greet. So stand by your phone. But in the meantime,
you have 100% won a €100 Ticketmaster voucher. So congratulations, Celine.
Thank you so much.
Well done,
so welcome.
Girl.
Have a great day, Celine.
Bye.
Bye, you
talk
too.
To you later. Bye-bye.
I love Celine. Okay, she is entering into the draw now with our other qualifiers from the week. We've got Niamh. We've got Danny. We've got Aoife. We've got Kelsey. And now we've got Celine.
It's oh my exciting. God, that draw's been done. Let's call this person back.
Hello?
Celine, it's us again.
Hey,
how are
Celine,
you?
What's the crack?
Hi again.
Hi.
Celine, just remember, we're just double checking. You entered the competition with three to win that €100 Ticketmaster voucher and potentially win that meet and greet with Keen to Crow, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you like Keen to Crow, Celine?
I do.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is
And
handy.
Tell me, you were saying you have kids and stuff, Toy Show. Are they fans as well of Keen to Crow?
My older boy, he'd be a big fan of Keen to Crow and Dermot Kennedy, the two of them.
Very good.
Interesting. Well, that is absolutely
That's
ideal.
That's what the Ticketmaster voucher's going on now.
Oh, is it?
You're a brilliant mammy, do you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you really are, Celine,
and
I have
Celine,
to say.
Celine, I have to tell you, you've won that meet and greet with Keen to Crow!
Oh my God!
And with a bit of luck, Dermot Kennedy will pop out as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm sure he would, yeah.
Are you serious?
We're yes! serious, Celine. Congratulations, you've won the whole thing.
Oh my God!
You've won it all. You've won the week.
Thank you!
Yay!
You're so welcome, honey. Well done and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Isn't that great news? Tonight when you have the toy show on, you can be like, because Keen to Crow will probably perform.
He'll probably pop,
probably
up, for
pop up at some
yeah,
point. Yeah.
You can be like, we're going to go meet him.
Some kid will say they're from Cork and he'll be like, well, here's another one.
Celine, congratulations. €100 Ticketmaster voucher and you're off to meet Keen to Crow. Have a fantastic day.
Woo!
Oh my God, I'm shaking. Thank you!
You're so welcome, honey.
Good luck.
Bye, Celine.
Bye!
Oh my God.
Go on, Celine.
Keen to Crow's going to be overwhelmed.
I love her so much.
Me too.
She's the best.
My new favourite, Celine. Right. Do you think he'll pop out tonight?
I have a feeling he will.
Surely, yeah.
I have a feeling these lads will.
Oh,
so.
It's Amble. Socrates smiled on Spin.
Hey, enjoy the toy show.
Do.
Wherever you are in the world.
Yeah. We've got people watching from Kenya. We've got people watching from Zimbabwe.
We've got people watching from Blanche.
We do. And they're the most important of all.
Yeah, hon, though. Listen, let's figure out the results of one more tune.
Yes, you have been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Don't Need Love by 220 Kid and Gracie. Dave went for Fast Car by Jonas Blue. And
so embarrassing about going for that song, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, stop.
What, your song?
Yeah.
Tracy Chapman, OG, yeah. All the way, only.
And Fiona went for Sabrina Carpenter and Juno, I can tell you, in last place, unfortunately, is you, Dave.
Yeah,
gone from first to last.
I know.
And
I got too cocky.
Then it was a very tight vote for, but just pipping it, winning this week. Is Fiona Frawley.
Rigged.
No way.
Rigged.
I do have a speech prepared.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
Don't have to tell your heart as a thing. Oh yeah, you just get it.
Spin.